Welcome to East Anchorage Rotary. Please stand and we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Victor Kester.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Don, I believe you can inspire us.
Thank you.
We are thankful for our Rotary fellowship together, with the hand of friendly understanding extended toward other businesses and professions in our own community, to other clubs throughout our country, and to Rotary clubs beyond. We admit, however, our acute concerns for many issues affecting us locally, nationally, and worldwide. These issues include, but not limited to, hunger, shelter, environment, peace, education, and jobs. We pray, O Lord, you will give us Rotarians, as well as both our elected leaders and those throughout the rest of the world, the wisdom and strength to find solutions to these issues. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you, Don.
I'd like to thank our greeters today, Lexi Bennett and Heather. Were you greeting too?
Yes.
And Heather Flynn, thank you very much. To quickly, Carol Royce, would you introduce our visiting Rotarians?
There you are, Carol.
Thank you. Visiting Rotarians are Stephen Alert. Is that Bessie McClick or Engert? Engert. At Neinheim, from Neinheim, Germany. Is that right?
From Germany, thank you.
That's a long way away. And Bill Owen from the downtown Rotary.
Hey, Bill.
That's it.
That's it. Diane Louise, do we have a flag over there?
We certainly do. I'm prepared.
Our guest from Germany has a flag that he would like to trade with us.
Yes. Welcome to Anchorage East Rotary, and we'd like to share this flag. You can take it back to your club. Will you share with us a little bit about your club?
Yes, hello. My name is Jürgen Engert. I'm Rotary Club Weinheim. Weinheim is close to Heidelberg. Heidelberg is probably better known in Germany, but we have two castles in Weinheim. You see it here on our flag. We have two castles, and Heidelberg has only one. So our club has 60 members. It's 25, now 28 years old, and we have 60 members, and we have a very good community church. Jobs in Africa, together with a Papa Club in France, and that's all I know.
Alright, and why are you here?
I'm here on a business trip for an oil and gas show at the Sheraton Hotel and meeting some customers.
Alright.
I work for Siemens, which is very well known as an international company.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Welcome to Alaska.
Thank you.
To introduce our head table on my far right is Karen Keller with the library, who will be our guest speaker today. Sitting next to Karen is our own Heather Flynn, who's everywhere. On my left is Lexi Bennett, Victor Kester, and Don Gerdwin. So please give a round of applause for our head table. Happy dollars and fines today, Diane?
Oh, you bet. First of all, I've been putting things on the lost and found table, and they've been disappearing, so I know that they're finding a home. And today we have this that was found, and if this belongs to you, you're welcome to put some money in the splitter pot as a thank you. Joyful Hearts, today this is your last opportunity to get a card from me if you bring in something to do with playing cards.
Top of the day, President Jeff, the whole Rotary
change of guest. My name is Kevin Curtis, and I would like to really appreciate and thank all of those brave souls who ventured out on the ice on Saturday for our ice fishing adventure. Slight catch, there were no fish. They were much smarter than we were.
They weren't
asleep. They went south. Anyway, if I could see all the folks that came out, please stand. There you go. We really appreciate it. A lot of good fellowship. Good food. Cold ice. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks. And joyful hearts? You should all be pretty joyful if you weren't out on the ice at 7 o'clock in the morning. To the guest, Lance.
President Jeff, fellow Italians, my name is Lance Wilbur. I have a guest with you today.
Hey!
Thank you. Thank you, President Jeff. I'd like to introduce my daughter, Claire, who's joined me for lunch today. And I just want to... And for Renee, if you're in the room, this is the young lady that had the party at your place that had a wonderful time with all of our friends, so thanks. I want to remind Rotarians that our time to buy tickets is rapidly closing, and we are really in need of folks to get some tickets here. I think we need to sell quite a few in the next few days, or we may have to make some different arrangements. So we're doing well in the last stretch, but anyway, I know President Jeff's got some more information, and I even sold one on a sledding hill while I was out sledding at Kincaid this weekend, so you never know who's going to buy a ticket. So thank you, President Jeff.
Hi there, Sylvia. And joyful hearts. Wonderful, Sylvia. It's so great to see you.
Yes, my grandson, I'm Sylvia Carney. My grandson, Hunter, got his Eagle Scout last night. And he is the third in the family. He has two brothers that also have Eagle Scouts. So now his parents can relax.
President Jeff, the Rotarians, I'm Kathleen Madden, and with only two visiting Rotarians today, we don't quite have a full house. And I would like to introduce my guest today, Suzanne Yak, who's with the Alaska Community Foundation, and she will be transferring into our club as a already Rotarian very soon. So please welcome Suzanne.
Welcome, Suzanne.
President Jeff, Sergeant, I'm Sam. I am really happy today. You know that I'm happy quite often, but I'm really happy today. I'm happy about having gotten up early Saturday morning and gone out for Rosen, but it was fun. And we need to acknowledge Miss Barbara. Barbara Kegler's husband flew Jimmy in on their ski plane. So that was a real treat for him. But what I really want to express my happiness about is there's a little article at the top of the newsletter, which Amy just put on the table. Excuse me, I hope you all enjoyed the singer last week who's staying at our house. Yes, you enjoyed that. I have to tell you, it's great to have him vocalizing in the house. I wish I could just keep him. Anyway, he has donated two tickets. They get comp tickets, and he's donated them to our club to auction for, so to hopefully make some money for Jimmy's West Coast tour. And another thing related to Jimmy, and if you know Jean Paul, I hope you will thank her. She paid Jimmy's ticket. I paid my own to go to the Lunch with the Stars event on Sunday, and then she volunteered one of her extra opera tickets for Jimmy to go to the opera tonight. So that's pretty fantastic. That was quite an expense on her part. So if you know Jean Paul, please thank her. And, oh, by the way, on the table is this about Hot Spanish Nights. Opens tonight, also Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and please bid on the tickets. So for Friday night, good tickets.
Did you want to do that now?
Well, we should have auctioned that up right now.
Nothing would give me greater pleasure.
$50 right now, hoping to get $50, two tickets this Friday. Raise your hand. Thank you. 60. Well, I can lean on you because you're the prospective new member. 60. She went 70. Will you go 80? I'm just... Oh, 80. Thank you. Will you go 80? No? 80? Once? Twice? You know, she's not even a member yet.
Welcome to the club.
I might go like that. I like your style. But this is not my first rodeo. Hey! Now you're out?
It's only $20.
Yeah.
You win at 80. 90? We'll raise more money. If I don't get another bid, you're going to put in $10.
We'll see. I don't know if this will increase or decrease the value, but yours truly is playing in the opera in the pit. Now, anybody who wants to see me up on stage in a black tuxedo behind all the performers, raise your hand and bid on this. Thank you.
All right, we need another $10 or Greg's going to pitch in. Hey?
What's that?
What time does it start? It starts when the guy walks up to the podium and goes tick, 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 tick. I think it's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Holy smokes, it just gets better and better. So now we got to go to at least 100. Dinner for two, prefix menu in the crow's nest, before the event.
When you get out before the event.
Before the event starts. So now you got dinner with the opera tickets. And jeans are 90, but now you got to push to get to see Greg in the tux. 90, give me 100. Give me 100, give me 100. Who's going to be 100? Now 110, 110, 110. 110, thank you, Bill. Now 120. 120, 120, 130. 120, 130, thank you, 140. 140, now 150. 140, 150, 160, 150, 160. 150 is good, now 160. 150, 160, now 170. 170, now 180. 170, now 180. 180, 180, 180. 180, 190. 200, now we'll go by 20s. 220, 220, 220, 220, 240. 220, 240. She's out. 220, Bill? 240? 220, going once? Twice? Do you want to go, Jeff? It's over, right there. $220. Gene Furman. Thank you very much, Rochelle Wheatland from the Hotel Capital Cook, and thank you for making all those arrangements. Thank you, Gene, and thank you, Paul.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. President Jeff and fellow vegetarians, I have a happy $20 here today. My daughter was married over the weekend here in Anchorage, and she's going to remain in Anchorage. And she also won her first jury trial as an assistant district attorney. So it was a good 2 week stretch for her, and we're very happy to have her back in Anchorage when she's all done with it. So.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Chris.
I'm just delighted the bad guys are going to jail. Good job.
Thank you, Diane. President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I have a couple of $500. I commend you to take a look at our east wind that's on your tables today. Last week I had two very nice messages from former children of ours. Last year we hosted Carolina from Poland, and she, with the graces of the Postal Service internationally, finally got a Christmas card to me. I share her thoughts with you. But then also from 2001, Christopher Seeler from Germany was with us, and he sent a very nice email. I think it'll be worth all of our time to give a moment of thought to these kids. They are our children. They're becoming the young, responsible adults that are going to lead the world in the future, and they are ambassadors now for two countries. Next week, looking ahead, we will have our own outbound student to Switzerland back with us, giving his talk as a rebound student. Please come and continue to support the students as you have so generously in the past and as you just did a moment ago. Thank you. I'm proud and grateful for all your support.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks, President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, Kate Troll, and I have two happy dollars. One, I'm happy to be back in Anchorage and out of the legislative halls for a while. It's very nice to be in the same community. Secondly, it's sort of a proud mom, daughter. My daughter is one of five students accepted at UAA's new Masters of Fine Arts for Fiction Writing. So, yeah, I'm very... and four other students in the state, so very happy about that.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thank you. Yes.
No. President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, Jimmy
Jimmy, sorry, but he is making these fruit roses. He takes these little skewers and then he puts grapes on them and a strawberry and splits it and puts a little raisin, yogurt raisin thing in there. And he is crafting them and they're cute. They're so cute. I thought he would be here today and have one for you to see. But he wants to bring them and then he'll stand in the front and take donations so that you can have one. And hopefully he'll be able to do it next week. But he needs someone who can go to Diamond, pick him up around, you know, like 11:20, take him to his house, which is right down the road. It's not that far out of the way, and then bring him here. So if you're somebody that can drive Jimmy the next 2 weeks, come and see me, because he's having a, you know, his opportunities to get here have been a little hit and miss since I can't do it this semester. Okay, thank you.
You're blessed.
Thank you.
Hi, Lynn Spivey, Anchorage South. I got here late and didn't get a chance to sign in, but I'm hoping if I confess, maybe I won't get fined. Confess, maybe I won't get fined. Here's hoping. Just that. I'm also have the privilege of being the committee chair for the Pillars of America Committee, and I don't get to come to this club very often, but I wanted to thank you for your continued support. It's so fantastic to have all the Rotary Clubs in Anchorage really support our program. Rick Meistrom, who's a member of your club, was an awesome MC for us on the 11th, and also Sandra Wicks, who's been on our committee for 3 years. She's fantastic and shows up every year in her red blazer to take care of us, so we really appreciate all of her help and your support.
Okay. Thank you. And welcome to Anchorage East.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, a happy $5 today for the opportunity to give it to you straight.
Good job.
Thank you. But the straight scoop is, as I look around the room today and see so many people, in many cases that I would never have the opportunity to have met except for Rotary, I'm just really happy to have this opportunity. Thank you. Particularly, Abdul Rasawala, sitting right here, maybe the quietest member in the club, but one of the most terrific people. Abdullah, thanks for being my friend. Also, my guest today, Dr. Roz Woodhouse, Chief Executive Officer of the Anchorage affiliate of the Urban League.
When exactly is she going to become a member, Rick?
I will throw that question to Gideon.
I mean, she's here more than Connor. I mean...
We would like to call you a member. That's all right. Yeah. Great.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Greg Solomon here, and I don't get up and do a whole lot of thank you dollars or I'm so glad, whatever dollars, but today's special for me, and I'm going to top it off with one of our members' famous sayings, and modify just a little bit. Top of the day is now top of the deck. That'll get my card, hopefully. I've got 10 happy, thankful dollars. Both of my parents are still alive. My dad just suffered a stroke, and he's come out of it okay. My mom, the day before, went in for eye surgery on a problem that she developed due to a sinus infection that got out of control. So take care of yourselves, stay healthy, and go in to see the doctor if you start getting too sick. Here's your 5 and 5. Thank you.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, my name is Terry Allard. I have two guests with me today. I have Wanda Kidder, who is the CFO for the NEA Alaska Trust, Health Trust, and I have Susan Langston, who is an account executive with Denali Alaskan Insurance.
So you have a pair?
I do. President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Sally Archer, and I remind and
and invite you once again to join the Guess Who is Coming to Dinner event on April 18th, I believe. Is that correct, Dave? You will find in Eastwind today a little bit more information about how the event actually works. On your tables, you'll see two sign-up sheets, one for guests and one for hosts, and we need both. So talk with anyone who has ever done a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and you'll find out that it's always enjoyable.
Well, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, for those of you who are too ignorant to know who I am, Gene Furman, I'd like to, first of all, here's a word, $220 for the tickets and dinner, and I'd like to introduce my guest today, who, because she is here so much more often than Connor, has decided to fill out the membership application, Jennifer Davis.
Thank you, Jennifer. I see Connor's attendance in the future going way up.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Craig Bledsoe, and I, too, am excited about seeing Greg Solomon playing at that event coming up. That is sure to guarantee a full house. So, speaking of things happening at the Performing Arts Center, have you all seen this piece of paper? This is all the shows that are going to be available next year, and as soon as I leave Rotary, I'm going over to get my seats for our family and our exchange students. So, hope you're going to come join us next year for The Lion King, The Wizard of Oz, Chicago, and many other great performances. So, it's going to be a great season next year. Come buy tickets and support your community. Thank you.
Yes. Rosalie.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Rosalie Mader, and I have two happy dollars. They're both proud grandma, same grandchild. My grandson, 16-year-old grandson, is on his way to Ann Arbor, Michigan today. He's one of 24 kids nationwide who's been selected to try out for the USA Hockey National Team. They will pick 12 forwards out of those 24. So he's got a 1-in-2 chance of making it. But even getting invited to that is a real honor. Then he goes next week to the National USA Hockey Tournament, and I too am going to that, where his team will be playing for the national championship at that age bracket. So we're pretty proud of him.
All right, thank you.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Dave Kester here, and I just wanted to set the record straight as far as the ice fishing tournament. It wasn't quite a royal flush, or as bad as you thought it was. That's a term. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, that's not the one I wanted, but anyway. The fishing was fantastic. It was the catching that we had a little problem with. And so anyway, obviously with the catching not being what we had hoped for, the prizes for, you know, the biggest fish, you know, the smallest fish or any fish, were rendered useless. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to award these because, you know, we've had a great success so far this year, and we plan to have more success with the social committee. And I get all the credit for that, but really, that's not really how it should be. I have a great committee, really, is why that happens. And so I should recognize the whole committee, and I will soon. But I want to recognize a few people. And first, Kevin Curtis. Kevin, thank you for putting on this fishing event. It was great. And he gets a T-shirt. It couldn't have happened without you. We had a great Halloween party, if you guys remember, and really Christine Kasnopoulos and Sally really put that on, and so I have a couple gifts for you guys. Thank you very much for that. The Bradleys put on a great Christmas. So, Sean, if you're here, I've got a gift for you, but I don't see him. Oh, there you are, Sean. All right. Here's some fish stickers, okay? You wanted those. And then the Super Bowl party. Now, you know what? The Halloween party and the Super Bowl party, I wasn't even in town, and these things went off. So that shows you how much really I have anything to do with it, or how little I did. But, Mary, thanks for a great Super Bowl party. And anyway, see you at the next Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Thank you. Tell us about the conference.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Anne-Marie Moylan, and I want to thank Craig Bledsoe, because I didn't have to do anything, but my mouth was just dropped open, and thank you very much for being a fellow Rotarian who enjoys the arts. Here's my five happy bucks for you, for telling everyone else that subscriptions are on at the Anchorage Concert Association to get the best seats the first week of Lion King. Call now. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
I have three of a kind, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians. I get to introduce someone pretty quick. I got to be a greeter, and I would like to call your attention to this, which is on all of your tables. We are trying to encourage attendance at the district conference in Talkeetna. It's going to be great fun, but we want to get to know our fellow Rotarians from all over the district and keep our carbon footprint down. It's an opportunity to ride a bus, good fun, and the train, even more fun, on the way up and on the way back. It's inexpensive, and you don't have to drive all your monster cars.
We figured you were biking. Isn't that biking?
Not so much.
Good idea.
Any eyes, Rick?
Thank you, President Jeff and Diane. My guest today is Mia Costello. And Mia is a graduate of West High Honor, graduate of West High, went on to Harvard, graduated with her master's degree from the University of Alaska Southeast, started teaching in Juneau, became a nationally honored teacher, and then taught also in the Anchorage School District, and now helps dropouts after school, and she's running for the school board. So Mia Costello, her website is Mia from School Board.
.com.
Mama Mia. Okay.
Yes. Dave, I'm running back there.
Who's that?
Good afternoon, President Jeff and fellow Rotarians. My name is David Young, and for those of you that know me, I have a full house that keeps me in the poorhouse. But the reason I'm happy is that our women's basketball team from UAA made the Final Four. Want to watch the game, it's on at 2 o'clock today, and they need all of our support. So anyway, congratulations. We're going to watch it at the peanut farm.
Thank you, Dave.
No, fine. Barbara Swenson.
Thank you.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, it has been great fun having the No Fine button this month. And I do have a happy dollar because today is Rochelle Edelin's birthday, and I'm very glad she was born. Yay! And I have two guests with me today. First, I have Rebecca DeGruy, who is our front office manager at the Clarion Suites. And secondly, I have Linda Steiner, who is our sales manager for the Clarion Suites, and she's going to do our new fine presentation today. Thank you.
How do you walk into a room full of people that you don't know and follow fish stickers?
I don't know. I have a few questions for you today. Is there anyone in the room who has ever wanted to be first in line at the half-yearly Nordstrom sale? Is there anyone here who perhaps would like to be seen
in the trendy SoNo district, maybe on a first Friday. How about anybody? Is there anybody here who'd like to hide from either their in-laws or their kids for a day? But the most important question, is there anyone in the room who would like to impress somebody by finding the perfect meeting space? Oh, everybody has to raise their hand. Come on. Yay. Okay. I represent the Clarion Suites, which is kind of the best-kept secret as far as meeting space, and also the only hotel in the SoNo district. So I'm here to invite you all to get away and come join us for an evening at the Clarion Suites. But also, I know that you've been listening to our presentations this entire month, and I wanted to let you know that we are proudly owned and operated by the Chinita Corporation. And as a native corporation, we certainly understand the value of community. And so I just want to thank the Rotarians, because I know that you people step forward with your time, your talents, and your money to make our community a better place to be. So thank you on behalf of Chinita Corporation. Now, our giveaway today is absolutely free. And what it is it's a free day of meeting space at the Clarion Suites. So to find the winner, what I need you to do is everyone to take their coffee cup off of their saucer. Then I need you to lift up the saucer, and somebody has a ticket actually taped to the bottom of the saucer. Sir? There you go. And you, I'm sorry, you what?
Yeah.
Yeah, and congratulations. And Rotarians, thank you very much.
Thank you. Diane Louise, would you give that microphone to Paul McGuire?
Certainly.
It must be low fine for
it is the low fine for April.
And you can tell what a value Barbara got for it. So we're going to start $100. We're going to be $100 for April for the low fine button. $100, only bet. Where was our hand? Right there. Thank you. Right. 125. 125, 125, Michelle, now 1.5. 125, now 1.5. 1.5, now 175. 175, 175, she's in now 2. 175, now 2. 175, now 2. 2, 2 and a quarter. 2 and a quarter, 2 and a quarter, 2 and a quarter, 2 and a quarter, 2 and a quarter. Doesn't matter. Your money's just as good as hers is. This lady right here. Anne-Marie Moyle. 200 is it right now, 225, are you in or out? 200 once? Twice? Sold it, $200. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Okay, real quickly, Rochelle, would you come up here, please? Come on up here, come on.
Why? That's not a Rotarian question.
No, come on up here. Rochelle is a Rotarian who never needs to be asked, but she's always willing to give. And in saying thank you for that, Rochelle, I wanted to give you this Rotary sweatshirt so that when you show up at our events, you'll have a Rotary pin on all the time. All right. Texas Hold'em. You've all heard of it. You've all got cards in your hand. We're going to play it right now. I've got the deck. You only get two cards. So who has two cards? Two cards. You only need two. The two that you want to pick, the rest you throw in the middle of the table and give them to the person next to you. Heather, you only get two. Keep the wild one. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Yes, sir. These are extras?
They're smaller for you.
Okay. All right, is everyone ready to ask cards?
Texas Hold'em?
Yeah.
First card we burned, okay? That was a king. Oh, everybody wanted a king. We put three up. We've got the queen of diamonds. We've got the five of hearts. We've got the four of spades. Tough hand, huh? You're all in? Anybody else all in? Is everybody all in? Okay. We've got another card, which is the two of clubs, and we come up with the four of clubs. If anyone has two fours, you're looking really good. If anyone has one four, you're looking really good. Okay, next card is, the last card is the eight of clubs. So what do we have? Who's got three fours? I only have two clubs. There's no way we're going to probably get a flush out of this. Absolutely no flushes. What do you have there? Two queens. So we got three queens beating three fours. Woody? Three queens? You have three queens. What else do you have? You don't have a four or a five, do you? What? What's Sean got? Oh, here we go. Sean. Four of a kind. Four fours. Sean Bradley, you are a winner. All right. What do you have, Kevin?
I have ten and a joker.
But you have too many cards. Okay, Clay and Sean both have four fours. You guys get to split the pie. This is a pie from Peggy's. Come up and get it, Sean. Okay, what kind of pie is it?
Cream.
Chocolate cream. Ooh. Okay, now the downside of that is the hand of Texas Hold'em. Here is still selling tickets for Texas Hold'em to the tournament on Saturday. Three people. We're short. We're real short. This is our community fundraiser. You want to cancel it? We're short about 50 ticket sales. So we got the 50 tickets here to sell. It's up to you. It's your club. It's your community. Okay, let's see. Show of hands. How many want to cancel? Raise your hand. Okay, those who didn't raise your hand, how are we going to come up with the money? What's that? Go ahead. $175 to be able to do what we want to do to give the four organizations who've also not sold very many tickets the amount of money that they were hoping to get. Yes. There's probably 120 sold with the Poker Association. That's the break-even, so that everyone gets paid, and the four nonprofits get their donation. Yeah. Yes, Rochelle.
I hate to bring this up, but could you explain what they could possibly, what we could possibly lose as a group if we don't sell those tickets in this room today?
Well, we could run the poker tournament and the nonprofits would get zero money, which seems rather ironic. That's why we were doing it.
We could not do the poker tournament, and it would cost us...
It's going to cost us $3,000 to back out.
So right now, Jeff, where are we right now? The Poker Association is quite unhappy.
Well, yeah, until I go back and call him after lunch and tell him that we don't have enough to make it work, and then he'll have to put the word out that it's canceled.
Jeff, you should do the thing where you can buy $50.
Just to eat, yeah, but that doesn't really help us all that much, though.
So, just hands the people who are buying right now.
how did you get the number of tickets already sold?
See,
I don't know if you've counted the ones that I sold. I don't, or the ones I know that
just the ones we've gotten money for right now.
Okay, all right. So you haven't counted the few that have been sold by the charities themselves?
I've already counted those.
Okay.
Okay, it's canceled. Heather, would you like to introduce our guest speaker?
Good afternoon. As you all know, March is Literacy Month, and it's one of the many functions that Rotary International does throughout the world. So we have a great literary person today. Karen Keller, is municipal librarian. She's been here for about 3 years. She came from just outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan, definitely moving in the right direction. She has more than 15 years of public library experience, and as we were chatting before lunch, not necessarily in the international field, so I pointed out several of you in the audience who have been active in literary functions, including ESL and other such things, literally around the world. So please welcome Karen Keller.
I hope I can get this back up. What happened to our technical guy? First of all, thank you for the invitation to come here and talk to you, and for giving me the opportunity to talk about something that I care very deeply about. And I have lots of notes because I have lots of data and information to present to you, and I'll do my best not to just be a note reader. And of course, you know, good public speakers always begin with some sort of a funny story, but in listening to some of the personal things that you've been talking about, you're clearly a very close community group, so I decided, all right, I'm going to share this story because I've been kind of knocking around in my head whether or not I should say this. And I'm wondering, clearly after 25 years in the information industry and in 15 years in the public library field, as a librarian, literacy means a great deal to me. And I'm wondering, when I was preparing this talk, I thought, and so why, you know, aside from sort of my professional passion for this, does this mean so much to me? And I started kind of digging back to those sort of pivotal moments in your life. And I'm the youngest of three children. I have an older brother and older sister. My brother is about 6 years older than I am. My sister is about three years older than I am. And we are older adults. I'm in my 50s now. This is maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. My brother and my sister and I are sitting around kind of reminiscing about growing up in our childhood and everything. And my brother and sister were talking about how my brother taught my sister how to read. So by the time she entered kindergarten, she already knew how to read. I turned to my sister and I said, "Oh, well, why didn't you do that for me?" And she turned to me and she said, "Because I didn't want you to be able to do it." So she clearly knew at age 6 or 7 that the power of reading was an important one. And if we were in a household where we were trying to struggle for attention or success, that one of the ways to at least, you know, keep me in my place was not to let me be able to read by the time I reached kindergarten. So That's my personal story. But when asked to talk about this, I assumed that I would talk about literacy in sort of a traditional reference, which is essentially the ability to read and comprehend the written word. But it's important to mention that literacy, like many subjects, has been divided into specialties. In the library business, we do, in fact, pay a great deal of attention to information and computer literacy, as well as adult and early literacy. These information processing activities are integral to the services we provide, which are essentially in response to the communities that we serve. However, I'd like to focus primarily on early literacy. So, though this talk was arranged a while ago, and I thank Greg for setting this up, perhaps you read the compass piece that appeared in the last Saturday's Anchorage Daily News that I authored. The piece was entitled, You Can Help Fight Crime by Teaching a Young Child to Read. And in a couple of hundred words, I tried to impart how critical reading is to the fabric of our community. The ability to read is not an innate ability. It has to be learned. So a strong commitment to the importance of reading and a commitment to teach that skill to all citizens is integral to the health and well-being of everyone. If children aren't raised in a resource-rich environment, they enter school at a tremendous disadvantage compared to children who do come from such an environment. Children who grow up in environments with few or no literacy experiences are already playing catch-up when they enter kindergarten and the primary grades. A study in Los Angeles, for example, said that the most underprivileged children came with no books in their household compared with 200 books in affluent homes. By the third or fourth grade, reading skills or the lack of them are a major determinant of success. Some states use elementary school reading scores to help determine the number of prison beds that they need to budget for in the future. In our community, the high school dropout rate is directly correlated to exposure to reading materials. Having reading materials available as well as experiencing reading begins at a very early age. Learning to read and write opens doors to progress and prosperity across a lifetime. The challenge of helping all children to read and learn by teaching them essential literacy skills needs to be addressed by schools, businesses, organizations like Rotary, government, and of course, libraries. So, how do we help? Growing readers, and readers do become leaders, if you'll recall the poster that our governor did a couple of years ago, growing readers is not simply a matter of putting books on the shelves and opening the library doors. Story times, lap sit programs, and other services for young children are a major part of most public library services. The National Center for Education Statistics showed a positive link between the amount of children's materials circulated by public libraries and fourth grade reading scores on the agency's National Assessment of Educational Progress. The study found a relationship between children's program attendance and test scores. Of the states that ranked in the top half of their reading scores, 70% ranked in the top half on attendance at children's programs per capita. By contrast, 71% in the bottom half on reading scores ranked in the bottom half of children's program attendance. The public library's summer reading programs are another key component in school and educational success. Children who don't read over the summer tend to lose literacy skills, while children who do read during the summer actually improve their ability. These losses accumulate over several years. Children who are not reading during the summer slip and aren't able to catch up to their peers. The results are reflected in poor school performance and a higher than average high school dropout rate. The use of the public library during the summer is more predictive of vocabulary gains than attending summer school is. The Anchorage Public Library recently opened the Ready to Read Resource Center, which is another pathway for developing early literacy in the very youngest Alaskans. The center, which is housed at the Lusac Library, circulates tubs and kits full of early childhood books to agencies that serve children birth to 3 years old throughout Alaska. And there should be a brochure about the Ready to Read Resource Center on your table, and I also distributed a couple of other pieces. If you need more of those, they're up here at the table.
table. Daycare centers and rural libraries can check out the tubs with 30 to 50 board books that are inside for in-house use, or they can use the Read to Me at Home tubs, which each have board books that can be loaned to families for at-home reading. Lack of materials, interestingly enough, in rural Alaska is just part of the problem, and I'm going to digress a minute because I found this so fascinating. I recently listened to a North Slope Borough speech pathologist that said early literacy development of roughly half of the young children in rural Alaska is being hampered by physical impairments such as jaw, tongue, and mouth muscles, hearing development problems, and dental problems. Jaw, tongue, and mouth muscle problems occur because so much mushy food is consumed and the jaw is not exercised. Hearing problems occur when children are placed on mothers' backs and then are covered up with coats so that they don't hear as well and the sounds are muffled. Obviously, there's not a one-size-fits-all way to address literacy, but if early literacy is not addressed, the impact continues into adulthood, and not just because those with low reading scores may find themselves in prison. Findings from a survey by the National Center for Educational Statistics found that the average level of literacy among adults is not very high. A downward shift in reading and math skills portends a significant less literate workforce in 20 years for employers. This explains why so many employees, clients, and customers often fail to complete forms accurately, do not demonstrate knowledge of written material provided, or do not follow instructions. The average American simply cannot process the information that's provided. Sadly, fewer than 50% of today's adults are literary readers. They don't read mysteries, contemporary or classic fiction, short stories, plays, or poetry. The impact on the community is seen in another way. 43% of all literary readers perform volunteer and charity work, compared with 17% of non-literary readers. The more books people read, the more active and involved they are in their communities. Then, and I know this is sounding a little gloomy, but believe me, I'll pick it up here at the end. But to add insult to injury, even readers are losing ground. An article in the Atlantic Monthly back in August of 2008 entitled, "Is Google Making Us Stupid?" The author protests that the Internet is chipping away at our capacity for concentration and contemplation, and may actually be rewiring our brains, changing the way we read and think. The act of deep reading to focus and concentrate on a lengthy book, essay, or other piece of writing is being lost. The author says, thanks to the ubiquity of text on the Internet, not to mention the popularity of text messaging on cell phones, we may well be reading more than we did in the 1970s or 1980s when television was our medium of choice, but it's a different kind of reading, and behind it lies a different kind of thinking, perhaps even a new sense of self. The style of reading promoted by the net, a style that puts efficiency and immediacy above all else, may be weakening our capacity for the kind of deep reading that emerged when earlier technology, like the printing press, made long and complex words of prose commonplace. We become the decoders of information, and our ability to interpret text, to make the rich mental connections that form when we read deeply and without distraction, remain largely disengaged. The Internet has certainly impacted newspaper reading. The Anchorage Daily News, as you're aware, has scaled down its print version. And on Monday, I learned that the daily newspaper in my hometown, Ann Arbor, Michigan, will cease publishing altogether. So unfortunately, your grandchild may not even hit the headlines because they don't even have a newspaper anymore in Anchorage, in Ann Arbor. Rising to the challenge, APL has sponsored a one book, one community reading program for the last 3 years to cultivate a love of reading. In 2007 and 2008, we participated in the National Big Read, which was sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts. This year, we were supported by Target Corporation, and we were able to host our own Anchorage Reads, which featured three books for different age groups. And it was our attempt to encourage families to read together and to celebrate Alaska's 50 years of statehood. This year and last, we included the village checkpoints on the Iditarod Trail in our community reading program. We partnered with the Iditarod teacher on the trail,
and the education program and shipped copies of books to all 13 checkpoints with, that had villages at them. So we shipped the books that were included in the community read program and also some read-alike books to all of those villages. Community reading may be having an impact. A recent study found that literary reading is on the rise for the first time in 26 years of the NEA's periodic survey of U.S. adult participation in the arts. Especially heartening is that literary reading, according to the same NEA report, has increased most rapidly among the youngest adults. Reading is like exercise. There are mental and physical benefits. With regular practice, reading improves language skills, vocabulary, and spelling skills. It introduces new ideas, perspectives, and information. It staves off the effects of aging by keeping your mind engaged. It relaxes, entertains, and inspires. So, I encourage you to read yourself, of course, but especially to share the experience with a child. Reading to a child is just about the simplest thing that you can do to help them achieve. And that's my presentation. I did have a lot of information. I know this is way too small, and it's a PowerPoint no-no to show something with very small print. But there's lots of material out there. I just wanted you to get a quick idea of a few. This is only about a few of the things that I included, or some of the statistics that I have. If you're interested, again, I have my card up here, and I'm certainly willing to answer any questions or if you have any comments. Yes, ma'am.
Your comments about the failure to read may be a better predictor of prison than other things. I run a large drug and alcohol program. About 95% of our people have a criminal background. About the same percentage have woefully inadequate, even if they have graduated. They many of them are functionally illiterate. So it really squares with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, when you were talking about reading, I can remember being that 8-year old got 13 Bobbsey Twin books, and I promptly got chicken pox, and I read all 13 of them before I went back to school.
I just want to go full circle here about with my story. I have to tell you that my sister skipped a grade. She jumped from the second to the fourth grade. So it does, it really has an impact. The ability to read and to be literate and the impact of early literacy is phenomenal for a community. Yes, sir?
The electronic books, you know, like
Kindle, yeah. Kindle is a physical book that you do read, and in some ways it's kind of an exciting technology because it allows people to do sort of connective reading, so that if you're while you're reading and you don't understand, there's a word that you don't get, and if you've got a dictionary built in, you can go out there. I think it's illustrative that the Da Vinci Code came out was a really popular book, but what was really exciting about the Da Vinci Code was how interested it got people into doing more research. So when you're reading a book like a Kindle reader, you know, you can say, well, what is it about this, you know, painting or something? And you can go off, particularly if you're connected online, and go off and kind of do the research right there. There are a couple of authors who do that now. Michael Crichton, for example, a wonderful fiction writer, but one of the exciting things about Michael Crichton is at the end of his books, he often has a list of his resources about where he got. So fiction reading can be a very creative process where it gets you kind of into, well, where did they get their facts? And how did they create this story? So the Kindle is I think, can be a very valuable tool. For someone like me, I'm, you know, a lot of librarians, we're still pretty standard bibliophiles, you know, that smell and the heft of a book and that kind of thing. So thank you again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming today. And everybody remember to read a book, not so much to yourself, but to read it to a young person. Take some time out. Do we have a drawing?
Indeed we do. And the money is... Excuse me. The money is growing. It's $78 in the split the pot. This is our... And if you could choose a ticket, please. This is our John Vassler Memorial Scholarship Split the Pot. And the number for today is 008.
That would be not long. Oh,
experience.
Cleo, I wish you the best. I don't want you to get up there and get nervous about what you're about to do.
Okay.
I have that one ready.
Okay.
I can do the Mamma Mia
too. $78. Here we go.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got a joy.
Jingle, jumping, Jesse, jingle bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. I think it's a done deal.